I'm kind of sick, Lord, I'm out of town. Turn of trouble is what I found. And as I turn to get away, another broken problem is found in the sea. Lord, I gotta find my home. Oh yeah, I need a loving woman I can, Lord, I can go my own. Lord, I'm just dying now. Mama, daddy, running, Lord. Oh yeah, need a loving woman I can go my own. Ain't got no time, no time to play. Send me some gold, grab me a drink. Well, I got me a frown now, need to buy me a bow. Well, you're grand as green or blue, shall I walk a mile? Gotta find my home. Oh yeah, I need a loving woman I can, Lord, I can know my home. Lord, I'm just dying now. Mama, daddy, running alone. Oh yeah, need a loving woman, but I can know my home.
Welcome to the Rogue Show. It is Friday night. We're going to kick back and talk MMA. I don't know how long tonight's show is going to go for multiple reasons, but we're going to try to make it run for a while. Like always, open call-in show, 310-742-1799. You can also Skype in if you have an account with Blog Talk. They're free. It takes 30 seconds to set it up. The Skype button is right above the player. You could call in, you could text in, you could tweet in, I don't care, STP Tattoo on Twitter. You guys know we do the Rogue Show. It's pretty much MMA talk uncensored. Sometimes we get off subject. I've been watching some judo tonight. Oh, shit, for sponsors. Fuck, I almost forgot them. Give a big shout-out to all the great sponsors that have been making this show work for the last couple of years. And I'm going to start with a sponsor who's actually going to be wrapping up 2 years of sponsorship with us, and that is the Clock Tower Pub. Great guys, have been really good to us in the local MMA scene. I don't know if they're going to re-sign as is right now. It does not look like it, but I want everybody to check them out. If you live anywhere local in the Oregon area or on the West Coast, hit them up. Big screens everywhere, hot waitresses, pool tables, tons of beer on draft. It's a great place to go and tie one on and watch live MMA action. MMAMadhouse.com, obviously, because we steal their studio every week. Visions Smoke Shop. And Glass Distribution, but they changed it. Shit, Glass something, Industries maybe. I don't know. They changed it. They moved to a new location. They're bigger. They're badder. If you need a piece for your pocket or you need to fill the shelves in your store, hit up James and Vanessa. They're great folks. Huge, huge supporters of local MMA. Sponsor just about every event that comes through here. And also sponsors quite a few amateur fighters. Also want to give a big shout out to Ink Tank Tattoo. They do all my work. Great sponsors, great work. Check out Greg. He'll be down guest artisting at Firebird Studios in Katy, Texas for the next 2 weeks, I believe. A big shout out to them boys down there, Kung Fu Drew and all them. Jax Media, you guys need anything, business cards, posters, fight banners, T-shirts, whatever it could be, website design, hit them up. Go Fight Live TV, obviously, enough said there. Anybody who uses it knows. RearNakedSmoke.net. The kick-ass home for legal MMA videos and stream links. Right now, over there on Rear Naked Smoke, I'm going to hop over there myself so that I can read it and make sure I'm right. But I know right now we've got day two of the Grand Prix Judo tournament going on. We were just watching it. Camera 3 is women's. Camera 2, I believe, is like the 70 kilogram. And the 60s are on camera 1 for the men as well. We've got day 1, 2, 3 all set up. It's the Grand Prix Astana. It's over in Russia, I believe. Tomorrow night, we got Spar Star. Saturday night, Fright Night. It's a little early October fights for you. It's going to be down there at the Hollywood Park Casino. JT Media. Nikes, I don't want to screw that up. I'm actually going to look up his name so I get it completely right. JT Media Productions. Guys are going to be doing it, James Trotter and them. Good folks. This is a free stream. Feel free to share it. You can find links on Madhouse. You can find links on Rear Naked Smoke. My Facebook, Twitter. They're everywhere. There's multiple ways to watch it. It's going to be a great free event. It starts, I believe, at 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 on the East Coast. What else is going on? I think, we just tied down a deal with the Malaysian Invasion. You're going to start to be able to see all their streams over there on our network, on the Global Combat Network at rearnakedsmoke.net. I got some fans in the lines. If you want to hop on and talk, man, about any subject in combat sports, just hit that button number 1, and it will let me know you're ready to talk, and I'll get you on air. What else do we got going down? I'm trying to think. Oh, Koga. Koga's going to be also streaming their events on rearnakedsmoke.net for free. You're going to be able to find links to all these events that we're talking about right now. Over the next couple weeks, they're all going to have a lot of free streams over there. So you guys can get out there and support it, share it, like it, tweet it. It's going to be some good MMA. I want to welcome a new sponsor that I just picked up today. I've been working with this guy over in India for a while. And I'm really, really pumped. He's done a bunch of great articles. He introduced me to Vaughn. Everybody knows Vaughn, who did the MMA in India documentary, that phenomenal piece of work. He introduced that guy to me, and obviously we passed that on to the fans. Somnia MMA. You guys check them out. They are just a great, great group. It's going to be blog.mmasomnia.com. He's got a great article he just got up maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. What you should say when a sponsor asks you to tell him about yourself. He's done some great articles and he gets a lot of insight from some of the biggest name in the industry, from coaching, fighting, promoting. He had a really good one up last month or the month before called either 30 or 40 or something like that. Pro fighters and managers reveal the best tips to get yourself sponsorships. That was an eye-opening read right there. Oh, man. I don't know about you guys, but I am twisted tonight. That's why we might wrap this show up just a tad bit early. I'm trying to pound the rock star to level myself out. What else do we got? So you guys go check him out. I'm a big fan of what he writes. I'm looking forward to a good long partnership with him. He's signed on for the long haul, so that's really cool. Tonight, Bellator went down. Anybody wants to talk Bellator, we can. I'd like to see everyone's opinion about Joe Warren's push-off or head kick, whatever you want to call it. RFA went down tonight. I caught a little bit of both those events, but not very much. I've been busy all night trying to get press releases up, weighing results from Cage Quest 5, Rampage, Ringside. Don't miss it. Support that local MMA up there in the Lakewood, Washington, Tacoma, South Seattle area. That is some good shit. I know Shooto Kings is going to start in a little bit. The first 1,000 people to log on with the password Shooto2, I believe, they're going to get in for free on that pay-per-view. Hey, 870, who do I got?
HR.
Hey, Baker, how you doing, brother?
Good, man, good. Yeah, that Bellator was something. That Joe Warren and Durante, that was something, man. He kind of used some dirty tactics, man.
Well, you know, that's something we're definitely going to talk about. Hold on a second. Let's see who else. We got somebody else who wants to jump on. 918, who do we got?
Are you really fucking asking who the fuck you have, you fucking motherfucker?
Oh, what's up? It's Lepaki. He's sitting probably right
yeah,
next to
I think
the...
I'm going to hang up now, and I'm going to call back. I'm going to let you try that over. 200, hey, Jimmy, 200
yeah.
fucking shows with this guy. What number is this?
Hey, you me same way.
You guys busted my balls, man. Hey, how are the weigh-ins?
Yeah, weigh-ins are great, man. Everybody weight. Well, one guy didn't make weight, but he went and made a good effort and saw the other coach let him go with where he was at.
That's cool. Dude, those belts, I saw all five of them. It looks so sick.
Dude, it's badass, bro. And I was rocking my Madhouse shirt, so you'll see all the pictures with Madhouse right up in the middle of everything. You know how we do it.
Dude, could you feel the excitement at the weigh-ins already? I mean, like, were these guys ready to start banging tonight?
I made the excitement, buddy.
So you hosted the weigh-ins?
Hell yeah, I did.
Oh, that's cool. Was Rampage at the weigh-ins, or is he just going to be at the fights?
No, and Rampage is getting picked up in an hour and 16 minutes.
Are you picking him up?
No, I wasn't allowed to go pick him up. I ran up an extra high bar tab for Mr. Blackburn.
That's smart thinking. That's
hey, you know, man,
thinking.
I can only do my part. I can only do my part, fellas. I can only do my part. So what did I miss in this Joe Warren fight? Everything I'm reading says he kicked the dude in the head when the dude was down. Is this true? Is this not true?
Yes.
What
dude, blatant. Blatant as day. But he told Big John he was just pushing off. Big John's like, you head kicked him. And he goes,
so
I didn't realize
that. Did he lose a point for it?
No.
No. They both had their legs on the fence, and he came down with his right leg right across the nose of Durante. I mean, perfect shot. Big John stopped it, gave him 5 minutes to recoup. He poked him in the eye.
You're not supposed to get 5 minutes for anything but a nut shot.
No nut shots.
Only a nut shot are you supposed to get a 5-minute recovery period.
By the rules, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, he gave him time to recover a little bit.
So it went to full 25 minutes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At what point in the fight did that happen in?
Fourth?
Fourth, yeah.
Did Doodoo, was that kind of the end of Doodoo when he took that knee to the face or shin to the face or whatever it was?
No, I don't think so. Honestly, I had it split at the end of round four, two rounds apiece.
Did you give the fifth to Warren?
No.
It was close, man. I thought Durante might have even pulled it out. It was really close.
I felt that Warren was stalling too much. He wasn't being active. He kept, like, when he grabbed the back, how many times did we hear Big John go, I got to see some action. Let's get going.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe.
Yeah.
Fight, Joe. You know, and Joe had the dominant position.
Interesting.
I tell you what's interesting. I'm watching the Judo Grand Prix, man. Dude, they're killing it, man. These chicks are just beasts.
Tell me this Joe Warren, or this Grady Duncan and Tyree Fortune fight tomorrow night is going to be, that's the one, buddy.
That's the one that caught my eye.
6-0 versus 9-1.
Oh, that's going to be a good fight. Oh, by the way, for everybody who was wondering, Shook 2, S-H-O-O-K 2 is the promo code. So get in for free on tonight's JudoKings.com pay-per-view. The first 1,000 people to log in and use that promo code, get in for free.
The Big T's?
Do what?
Do I get into Big T's with that promo code?
Dude, all you got to do is walk in there and say, you work for Madhouse, House, you're going to have titties
That's
flying
right.
everywhere.
And I did rock my Team Quest Fight Club hat all throughout the weigh-in, per usual.
Dude, I sent Aaron Holt that link to the judo tonight. He was, dude, he's just like, wow, how do you find this crap?
I don't think that Nick Gilardi and his crew likes my Team Quest hat.
Was Nick Gilardi up there?
Hell yeah, he was, huh?
Did they bring the whole train of people?
No, the whole train is in Vancouver.
Okay. That'd be kind of interesting. So let me ask you, since we got you on here, we're talking fights. Who do you got tomorrow night in Shields Ford?
Ford.
I got Skippy's guy winning the fight.
Dude, Ryan Ford KOs him, I think.
I think he's one of the few people that could KO Jake Shields.
This is the fight that I'm honestly, I know you have close ties with this gentleman. You could so much just go somebody you've watched for very closely for a long time. Smilolino Rama versus Derek Mahin. Who do you got? Is your boy Rama going to kill this guy, or is this a war?
Rama's going to tap him out.
So he's going to take the...
Everybody's thinking the KO, and I'm telling you, Rama's going to get the submission.
And this is for the heavyweight title at World Series of Fighting Canada.
Yeah.
This is a legit, serious title for him to own.
And Minman's out of, you know, ACC Coconut Creek. He's legit.
Hey, I think that card, man. I think it was better than the RFA card tonight.
That was kind of a letdown.
That's what I heard from a lot of people.
Do you know who was a letdown was MVP tonight? He did not have that flash, that style, that bravado that he had when he was fighting overseas. And I don't know if it's just because he couldn't do much with the clinch. If this, because this guy was in the face the whole time, but I was unimpressed with him very much.
Yeah, I saw he won a decision.
Yeah,
which
but
really
it
surprised
like,
me. I thought he was going to get a KO.
I honestly thought I would have saw some like in the first 30 seconds. Yeah, he had a little show, but I thought we would have seen an exciting fight that, you know, he comes out and is with a guy who likes to bang at that he would come out and just tear this kid up, but it's not at all what happened. And it was kind of a boring fight. And I mean, you know, he comes in with all that swagger, whatever you want to call it, you know. It was supposed to just be, you know, this ridiculous killer guy, but he didn't show it tonight. And I've seen him fight much better. The the Tiger, Alexander, he beat the living shit out of Dakota in, like, what was it, like 2 minutes or something, or less than 2 minutes? And choked him out with a rear naked choke. Just beat the shit out of him and then choked him out.
Good. I think I got it perfect on that. I think I had a submission. Might have had a KO, though.
It was definitely... That was, to me, one of the best nights of the fight. He killed it. I thought, like I said, Warren and Doodoo were just kind of a okay fight. It wasn't great. There was, like HR just pointed out, there was a lot of bullshit from Warren's side. I know that the Cody Walker, I didn't see it, but I know he won via head kick KO. I just didn't see it. So if somebody's got a GIF out there, share that shit.
I was pretty disappointed in the Page and Burrell fight, too.
Dude, right? I mean, Michael Page was so touted coming over, and he kind of laid a fucking egg. Let's be honest.
Well, I think that everybody also kind of expects him to be like Liam McGeary, though, too. While McGeary's had really a lot of success, you know, I mean, it's been very devastating. Even though he got that triangle finish in the last fight, or really, you know, he's been KOing most people, but... Man, sometimes, you know, you get that first fight in the States, it's a little bit different.
Well, I mean,
he just come out there too cocky, man.
He did have a fight. Remember, he knocked out Ricky Rainey on that Rampage King Mo card. But, I mean, like, I saw it with him fighting Burrell, who, you know, has proven himself to be, you know, an exciting fighter himself. It's like it canceled each other out, you know what I mean? And, I mean, he has quite a bit more fights. I think he's like 12-5, 12-6, you know. So I thought he was going to come in, maybe put some dirty on him, you know, push him around, get in his head. But he didn't. And, I mean, I don't know. I was kind of just disappointed with the whole card, actually. It wasn't that great. I tell you what, there's a ton of events going down this weekend, and anybody who fucking named their event, say Uncle Fight Night, that's fucking whack, dude. That's a retarded ass name.
I kind of like it.
Say Uncle? Oh my God, I gotta check out this promo. I gotta see what this shit's all about. I just gotta. Well, they have the traditional. Obviously, this is a foreign event. It's going down in South Yorkshire in Sheffield. But dude, it has the traditional fight poster, 55 fighters on it, which I don't understand why people can't get away from that shit. Take a lesson from Oplot, people. Oplot's back, man. How great is that? And they're on TV.
Isn't Munson over there teaching?
Yeah.
Did you see
he's
that?
Always he's always somewhere teaching.
I seen that the other day. He's teaching Oplot.
Hey, Lepaki, do you know if Eddie's going to be able to stream Cage Quest 5 for the fans around the world?
No, I don't believe so. You either buy a ticket or you miss it the fuck out.
Did you, by any chance, bring a camera? Are you going to videotape it?
I don't see how I can do that. I'm going to be announcing.
Yeah, you're not going to be announcing during the fight. You can hold up your camera.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be trying to do a lot of things. I got to be focused on my job.
You can always fly me after. I'll do it.
Well, talk to Skippy. He's the high roller.
I'm trying to find this post-it kick. Guess it's not up there. So, I know Lepaki, you're gonna be tied up tomorrow, obviously, for real, no bullshit, at Cage Quest 5. What two fights do you think the fans that are listening that could go, or any fans listening, period, should really pay attention to for being barn burners?
Well, like I said earlier, Grady Duncan, Tyree Fortune. It's going to be a good one. Ardani and Jordan Harrington is going to be a freaking dirty fight. Hell, the first fight of the night, Sean Eastman, Byron Boom Boom Fernandez is a really well-matched fight. If you get there about by fight six or fight seven, maybe a little bit later. I can't remember how deep into the card he is, but there's a kid fighting Sean Williams. And I'm telling you, this kid is going to be making waves when he turns pro. This kid is awesome. Awesome. Hell, the second fight of the night has this guy, Adrian Adonis Barnes, and he is a badass too.
You know, the other night on Madhouse Live, the show we do together on Wednesday nights, we actually were talking about this fight card. And correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Eddie say something like 8 or 10 of these fighters are pretty much going to go pro after this fight?
Yes. I'm trying to think.
I thought
Jordan,
he said like...
Jordan, Fernando... 3, 4, 5. Yeah, it's a good number. Somewhere five or six. Just like without looking at the fight card and trying to remember everything off, or just trying to remember off the top of my head, I think, yeah, it's pretty good like that.
See, that's, you know, HR, I know you jam out and listen to a lot of the shows. That's something that, like, Eddie's starting to really become known for is, you know, you want to test yourself before you walk, you know, into the pros one last time with the, you know, you go to Cage Quest, man, because you're going to get the hardest fucking fight you can find.
Hey, he's got like 16, 17, 18 different training gyms on this card.
Yeah, there are a lot of schools on the card. And like Tyree Fortune, I think Tyree took the fight a week ago, and he's fighting Grady. Who took the fight yesterday? Kelly Clayton took the fight yesterday to replace on short notice Kendra Bukovac, who got hurt like Tuesday or Wednesday this week and is going to be unable to fight. And this girl, Kelly Clayton out of Yakima MMA, took the fight yesterday. There's been some fights that have been set for a while. And a lot of them held up, and nobody got hurt, and everybody showed up and made weight. And but then there were, you know, a couple of fights where people took the fight on pretty short notice, and they're really tough fights.
You know, that's something that I love is when you see a buildup of a card like Eddie's with this many important fights, this many going pro style fights, this many titles that legitimized, you know, titles. All the banter, all the hype, and then it plays out. It is going to be electric in there tomorrow night. I mean, it's just going to be insane. I can't imagine.
Oh, dude, it's going to be off the hook, bro. I mean, it's going to be wild, man.
You know,
so you remember how they have the walkout, like the platform, right?
Yeah.
So this time they've got it fixed to where the smoke and the lights that they walked around, they walked through the thing and then they went up onto the thing, up onto the walk to the platform. Well, this time they'll walk right through the thing, right up onto the platform. It'll be right there.
Oh. Dude, that's going to be a... See, I love it. He just, the atmosphere, the walk-ins, the building, I mean, everything is thought out very well. Anybody who's never been to one of these events, man, they're insane. And I guarantee you guys are going to be screwed at tickets come the door time. Because I know Eddie said the other night that last time, you know, was a very, you know, they quit. They're not going to be turning away people anymore. But I don't know what they're going to do, man. I mean, you can only fit so many people in that place.
I'm not counting the fact Rampage is going to be there.
Oh, that's even going to be crazier.
Dude, yeah, I mean, it's going to be nuts, dude. I'm going to be in the cage tomorrow with Rampage Jackson.
Would you, how much money do you need to sucker punch him?
A lot. And I need a waiver, and I need a waiver saying whoever pays me to do it is also going to pay the medical bills that come with doing it.
Just go up to him and just howl like a dog like he does.
Dude, I almost thought about reaching out to Lenny Hart.
Oh,
and
I knew you were
seeing
that.
If she would record me a call-in Rampage out to the cage for me, just to see what his reaction would be.
Dude, you know he would just he'd probably tear up, bro. That's legendary shit right there. And for those folks listening, we're not going to tell you who he's talking about if you don't already know, because that's very sad if you don't. That would be legendary, though.
Oh, yeah. But I also thought about seeing if she'd also, for when they have me walk up to the cage, if she'd do one for me, and I just didn't do it.
You should have had her do one to where at the very end of your announcing, right when you're getting, you know, you're done, right before the very first fight, you just hit a play button and you have her go, "Welcome to Cage Quest 5!
Yeah, no, I just wish there were more R's in Cage Quest.
I know, right? You wish it was like Rodriguez.
Hell yeah, dude. I wish it was something like that. It would be awesome. I really do want to see her work live one day.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe when I get my golden ticket, Golden Dragons from John Nutt, and I go to Full Metal Dojo 69, he'll have Lenny Hart there. Because, you know, dude, if you're going to go to a Full Metal Dojo event, you've got to go to Full Metal Dojo 69.
Oh, dude, right? Oh, you can guarantee that.
What do you think
John
will do for that event? That's the question.
I would honestly be a little scared.
I know, but
you
know, you'd be right there beside me.
I would be, and we'd probably be waking up on some island off the coast of Thailand, and there'd be coconuts, coronas, and naked women everywhere, and we'd be like, "What happened?" None of us would be able to remember anything, and John Nutt would probably be sitting
first,
there laughing.
First, we would probably just look at each other. First, we'd probably just look at each other and like give a couple high fives, and just like, "Wow, what did we just do?"
Dude, I hope John brings that that liquor made with, what was it?
Louis?
That liquor that he gets on the shots on the street, and he says, he told us it was made with tight cock.
What was that? what the hell was that shit?
Dude, I don't remember the name, but I remember he was drinking it on the video on episode like 2 or 3 of The Underground, the most dangerous game show in the world. So I wish he would come back with something like that. I understand that that's a D.A.R.E. product, and they're separate now. You know, FMD and D.A.R.E. are two completely different organizations. But I would like to see him come back with something like that. You know, I just thought that was the greatest fucking concept in today's MMA world.
Oh, dude, I love it.
And, you know, he could
You know, I haven't really got to say anything about this yet, and since we're talking about D.A.R.E. fights, I just want to say, dude, my guy, your guy, John Nutt's guy, Ben Stark's guy, everybody that's affiliated with D.A.R.E. Sports guy, the Joe Ray, what a freaking performance last week at Battleground MMA in the tournament, huh, bro?
Amen to that. And I felt he got robbed on the decision. I truly did.
Oh, he did, dude. He did. I was livid.
You know. And then Brock Larson laid an egg in the end, you know, and I think Joe Ray would have put on a much better fight. But Joe Ray looks
so
good.
Oh, yeah, dude, that final fight was crazy.
Yeah, against
I don't know, though. I mean, because the one thing I will say, though, is that I do think that Brock Larson probably has better wrestling than the Joe Ray. And so, but I think Joe Ray would have been a little bit fresher in his athleticism, really would have made it a lot harder for Carnero to get the takedowns. So, I mean, it would have definitely been an interesting fight, but I think that, I don't know, man. I still think it might have been a similar ending to the tournament, just because I think the grappling advantage for Hwan was just so big.
Yeah, but I was very impressed with Joe Ray's takedown defense and how well he was able to scramble and take very little damage, you know, on the ground. And more than that, I was even more impressed that he took that fight on, what, 18 days, 16 days notice? That tournament?
Yep, exactly.
You know, him and...
Exactly.
And see, JT Taylor, the Money, is that what his nickname is now, the Money? He got choked the fuck out in, like, no time flat, and I was dumbfounded because I felt that he was going to go deeper into the tournament, but he got schooled quick.
Dude, the thing that had me dumbfounded about the tournament was everybody's like, Luigi Fiorentino is the favorite to win this fight. And I'm sitting there thinking, he's not even a favorite to beat the Joe Ray.
No. No.
Like, I was so dumbfounded by it. Like, and the worst part was I couldn't find a freaking offshore gambling site that had any odds on that fight because I was ready to fire off on the Joe Ray in the opening round.
Oh.
There was just no way. I mean, I was even telling guys on Tapology, I'm like, dude, Joe Ray's going to beat the shit out of Luigi. What happened?
Beat the shit out of him.
And people are like, oh, no, Luigi. And then, like, the whole time they're doing the build-up to the tournament, Luigi is the favorite to win the tournament. We're all giving Luigi the favorite to win. And I'm like, what do you get? What is it? Just because Joe Ray fights in Thailand, you guys don't know who he is? So you're just like, oh, well, we've heard of Luigi Fioramonte, even though he hasn't done anything for 15 years. Yeah, sure, he's the favorite. That's like, you know, and this is going to sound horrible. This guy's one of my all-time favorite fighter. But that's like saying if BJ came back, he's going to be the favorite in a fight just because he's BJ Penn. It don't work that way.
Right. No, I agree. You know, I mean, I guarantee you, you know, the odds going into the fight, you would have cleaned up because about 30 seconds into it, live betting would have had Joe Ray at like a minus 6,000. You know what I mean? It just, what was it, like just over 2 minutes and the fight was done. And it was just ridiculous how he just obliterated him. And those knees, I'm telling you what, he could have caught Jocko in the finals with a knee when he was going for one of those shoots. Oh, God, could that have changed everything?
Oh, yeah, that would have been awesome.
I was super disappointed in Pacific Northwest Pride and Joy. Cody, AK Kid McKenzie. Wow. He was not impressive at all. It looks like he... And look, folks, I'm just judging from a video, you know. I'm judging from what I saw that night. I'm not, you know, and what you read. So I don't know the guy personally, but it seems like he has lost that spark for the sport. He looked so out of shape.
He also spent most of his training camp on a fishing boat. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he didn't really train for the tournament. I think he spent most of his time on a fishing boat up in Alaska. Smoking heaters and drinking beer. But, hey, let me ask you this. What fighter has been cornered by both Ronda Rousey and Juliana Pena?
Cody McKenzie.
Yep.
Well, I understand Cody up, you know, working, having to make his ends meet. I mean, people out there think that once you go to the UFC, you're a billionaire and you never have to worry about shit again, and neither do your kids. That ain't reality. We talked to a well-loved and respected fighter who's been around the game for a long time. And that guy's flipping houses. He's trying to make his ends meet, you know, and he ain't bullshitting about
it. He's a millionaire because he flips houses, not because he fights.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny because when we were talking to him, it was like, what, a week out? He's like, yeah, I ain't been to the gym in 10 days. He's like, I've been trying to flip this damn house. Had squatters living in that shit.
Yeah, that was crazy, dude. He was telling some crazy stories, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I found all this in this place. I found all that in this place. I was like, what?
That was a good interview.
Yeah, that was a fun one. HR, man, why aren't you, you going to an event tomorrow, or what's up, buddy?
No, I'm not going tomorrow. I got a couple weeks. I'm going to take it easy.
Ah, the Royals are in the playoffs.
That's Cardinals. Right, man. Everybody's here for the Royals.
Royals and Cardinals, man. I-70 series.
There ain't no Royals and Cardinals. The Royals are where it's at.
Right now. But of course, only way to beat them if you don't go into extra innings.
Yep.
You got to keep it out of the extra innings and you might have a chance.
Dude, did our buddy John Herrera miss weight tonight? He came in at 126.4. That doesn't seem right. He normally fights at 125.
Oh, I didn't see his weigh-ins.
I thought his fight was at 125 and for a title, so him saying he made weight at 126.4 really has me wondering what the hell was going on there. It's like an odd weight to be saying, I was blessed to make weight of 126.4. I'm like, what does that mean exactly?
It should mean not a title fight any longer.
Dude, did I tell you guys about the conversation I had with the Black Cobra about probably sometime last week?
Dewey Cooper, the man, dude.
Yeah, dude, he is a G, dude. I think I exchanged messages with Dewey for probably like a half hour, 45 minutes. It was awesome. I was like, he like sends me a message. He goes, thanks for the addition, man. I really appreciate it. And I was like, thanks for all the great performances. Dude, you're a badass.
Did you interview him?
No, man. I was just talking to him, man.
Oh, fucking. Dude, that's just cool shit, man.
I was just chatting him up, bro. It was like, just me and Dewey Cooper sitting there having a conversation. It was rad, dude. I was like, holy cow. I was like, I'm talking to Dewey Cooper right now.
Dude, the night
he might be fighting. He might be fighting again New Year's Eve for GWC? GWC? I think that's that kickboxing group. Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to be fighting for them again in December or January.
Dude, you remember, it's been like 2 years probably, bro, but you remember me and you sat down, we interviewed Maurice Travis, another kickboxing Muay Thai legend. Those guys have great stories, man.
Well, dude, and then remember after Glory LA and Dewey Cooper had that really long, like they, at the post-fight press conference, and he like said so much shit, it was like next level, like he was giving like a next level post-conference. Like post-fight press conference. It was awesome.
The K1 LA event? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, K1 LA.
Yeah, I remember that because they did the whole tryout thing, which I wish more people would have supported that whole deal and the event and everything, and Spike TV wouldn't have been douchebags and put up a shitty stream. But, I thought that was their chance to make a run at it, and they failed. Glory came in and took the glory. But, yeah, dude, that whole first event, man, was stacked. God, that was a great night of fights.
Hell yeah, it was.
Dude, do you know what's so funny is? 2 weeks after that event, we interviewed Jennifer Ray.
Oh, yeah, it was. Was that when that went down?
Because remember, we fucked up because he was like, yeah, I was hanging out with Seth Petrilli, but Seth was fighting the weekend he was talking about in L.A., and we didn't catch it because he said he was with Seth and Travis Luter down in Corpus Christi. And after everything was said and done, we were like, fuck, we should have caught that because Seth Petrilli fought on that K1 L.A. card. fuck. Still one of the greatest moments of my radio life.
Dude, that was awesome.
That
I almost want to now. I almost now want to go post on Jennifer's wall and be like, "Have you seen Travis Luter lately?"
You know,
did he blow a load in your face?
How come we don't have guys like that anymore? What about the fried chicken kid?
Oh, dude, I think. Do you think Carl still has the cutout of that?
He should. I would think he would. If not, we can go find it. Because that's back when we used to write, like, bios, post-show bios. Well, you did. Dude, I still, man.
Dude, that thing was rad.
Mom, I don't want no damn fried chicken. Oh, shit. Man. I tell you what, this weekend...
Baker, if you want to listen to a good show, those were good shows, man. Those are ones you should go back and listen to. That's
oh,
probably,
fuck,
like,
yeah.
Episode 110, 120.
Oh, I think that was...
Look for the Jennifer Ray. The Jennifer Ray episode was awesome. I'm trying to think who the kid was on. What was that kid's name, the fried chicken kid? Was his name Tyler?
Dude, honestly, I'd have to go back, but I think
Tyson?
It was in, like, the Tyson.
That was, like, a rogue... Was that a Rogue Fights episode that one happened on?
No, that kid was from somewhere in Washington. We should figure out who it is and go back and see where that fighter is today.
No, I thought he was a fighter's friend.
Oh, yeah, he was. You're right. No, because he's like, I got kicked in the ball sack, and that's not right.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Going to appeal it. I got kicked in the ball sack.
That's right. That's right.
He
did get kicked in the nuts.
Yes, because he wanted to file an appeal with the commission. Oh, shit. Dude, HR, we used to have some fucking insane shows back in the day, man.
I'll have to go back and check some of them out, man.
Yeah, we used to have logos for every single show. That's why they were in the 70s and 80s, I believe, Lepaki. But yeah, and Lepaki used to write a show bio. I mean, it used to be back in the day, dude, when we were first doing this gig, man. Like, we used to kill it, man. We still kill it, but I mean, it was just a different level back then. We might have come a little complacent in hosting shows after 200 of them.
I don't think we've become complacent. I think the show has morphed into something a little bit different than what it was then.
That's true.
We used to shotgun guests. Now we have, like, a more focused show.
That's a good point.
More, you know, serious. Back then, it may be like a 20-minute episode with a guy from Arkansas, and 30 minutes with a guy from Indiana, and 30 minutes with a guy from freaking Poland, and 30 minutes with a guy from Maine, whereas now we go, you know, 45 minutes with one person, or we do two people at 30, 35 minutes, and it's more, there's a more feel to it, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, some of the shows on our network, they do that. They stack 5, 6, 7 guests in a show, and I mean, I remember doing it, you know, but I don't think we ever really got as in depth and got to know people as we do now.
Yeah, no, I agree there for sure.
And you know, it's funny because, you know, our base of audience has obviously grown, and who we bring on the show has obviously grown, you know, to a much, much larger area than when we first started. But I still think that we always get a great base of fans listening to the show when we do somebody out of the Pac Northwest. And I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because the fans here have been listening to us for so long.
But, you know, it's like when they have 5 or 6 guests, you know, you have like 5 or 10 minute segments, and you just mainly talk about their present fights, you know, maybe the fight before. But when you got like a 15 or 20 minute segment, you get a little bit more personal. And, you know, not only talking about the fights, but you talk about the person, more personal level, you know what I mean? It's like you get to know them a lot better than if you just, if you got just like a 10-minute segment with just, you know, all you got time for is just, you know, your fight, how you training, you know, how you doing this, preparing this, and that's, you know, basically it.
And,
so
and
when
that,
you got
you know,
a little bit more time, you get a little bit more personal. Not, you know, you talk a little bit more about not just fighting, but you know what I'm saying?
And that, no, it's true because River Ruckus Jones is a prime example, a phenomenally talented young lady who had to step away from the game. You know, when we first started with her, it was like
congratulations on just having her baby this week.
Yes. Big shout out to Miss Ruckus. When we first started interviewing her, it was real quick, you know, a fight, okay, good, you know, congratulations, good luck, goodbye. And then as time grew, me and Lopaki really got to know her, you know. She came on, she hung out. It got to the point where we were, like, cracking jokes, almost insider jokes, you know. And I thought that was great. I, you know, she is somebody that I personally love to interview. She's a great interview. She's funny. She lets you into her personal life a lot. It's just all the way around. I mean, she's a great, talented young lady in the cage, and it's a bummer she can't fight anymore. But, you know, just a great interview, good person. And we got to know her, fans got to know her. You know, obviously, Berchek, probably the most prime example of fans really getting to know a fighter through us and on the show versus just paper interviews that are the same 10 questions from everybody. I mean, Lopaki brought that cat on, and next thing you know, I mean, we're hearing stories about his favorite place to eat, what he did as a kid after high school. I mean, like, we know so much about this guy. He's family.
That's what I enjoy a lot is hearing how they come up and how they get started and, you know, what they did when they were a kid, like in school and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's always enjoyable to hear. I mean, just get to know them a little bit more on a personal level, you know. It's just, you know, beating the brains out of somebody.
I agree. Well, you know what, guys? It's going to be a short show tonight. We're going to do an hour. We'll wrap it up. I want to thank you, Lopaki, for kicking back. Have fun tomorrow night working that fight. HR, I know you'll be around. I'll be bullshit with you probably tomorrow night.
If you need any help, holler at me. I'll cover if you need
some help. I'll be honest, I didn't grab nothing on GFL this weekend because I'm going to watch Sparstar tomorrow. It starts at 7 on the East Coast, 4 on the West Coast. So you want to join me for that one, I'm going to kick back and watch that one and just hustle it and pump it and share it.
That's live free from there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's live and free on Rear Naked Smoke. You can find links on MMMadhouse.com, Facebook, Twitter, JT Media Productions, Facebook, Twitter, James Trotter, Tony Padilla, Sparstar, Ray Lopez. Everybody's going to have links for it. But tomorrow, it's all day about hustling Cage Quest 5 and hustling Sparstar because both those companies, especially Cage Quest, has been super loyal to us over the years. And we're going to make sure that they're everywhere tomorrow. And everyone knows that they got a great event going down. And then, obviously, for those of you who don't know, we're going to be the sponsor of the time clock for the stream tomorrow for Sparstar. So you'll see our logo up there the whole time. Yeah.
Bobby, have you had a curse yet?
Have I had a curse yet?
Yeah.
No, I just had about 9 Bud Lights.
The Bud Light? Okay, I thought you was curse, man. I thought I heard somebody say that.
No, Eddie's a curse, man.
What's up?
I don't drink curse. I don't drink Coors.
Okay.
I drink Bud Light or Miller Light.
There you go.
Which Miller Light might as well be Coors, but it still says Miller, at least on the bottle.
Cool.
Dude, I'm hoping, Skippy, I know that I talked to you about this fight last night, but, dude, I really want to see Khalidov Vasilevsky. I hope that M1 and KSW can find a way to make that fight happen.
because there's not a better middleweight fight outside of the UFC than those two guys right now.
A, I agree. And B, have you noticed not only has M1 been growing in their production, their fight roster, everything, but they're starting to work deals with other leagues or at least try to cross-promote. And I think
they're trying to do with this fight.
I think this is the way to do it. Beatdown, welcome to the show.
What's happening? Why wasn't there an O-Plot event this week?
I think they're going to I don't think they're going to do 50 events a year anymore. But because they're doing them in Russia now and they're doing them televised. So I think we're going to see them like once a month, once every 2 weeks, something like that. B-Town, how you doing, brother?
Good, man. How y'all going? What's going on tonight?
Lepaki is Coors drunk in Seattle and H.R. Baker's high on Cardinal feed.
And I'm smoking some, what do they call them? Dispensary weed? I don't know what it is up here. It's legal weed.
Oh, it's legal.
I never smoked none of that shit before.
No, you've never smoked legal weed, probably never. But you are now.
I am right now. I got some weed from the dispensary today.
Oh, hey, guess what I got weed from? One of my 50 jars in my cabinet.
Yeah, you owe me a jar.
I owe you a jar.
Yeah.
Hey,
dude, that purple shit is crazy. I want the green shit.
Dude, that purple shit, I gave you like 80% of it. And I'm telling you what, dude, that was like the weirdest fucking high I've ever had, dude, but it was good.
Dude, it was a crazy high, bro. I didn't know what the hell was going on half the time. I would have to mix that with the regular green weed.
Hey, be down,
man.
You bastard.
Be down. What events are you going to this weekend? You got an event or are you just chilling?
I'm chilling this weekend. I don't have nothing this weekend.
How you doing, Beat Down? It's HR.
Oh, good, man. How you been, man?
Good, good. We need to get Skippy to get Gabe on the radio show.
Man, he's fighting on the November 15th, man, in Lafayette.
Yeah, I've seen that. Is that going to be a stream on that?
I don't know. He's supposed to try.
Well, I'd like to see it.
Tell him go YouTube. Just tell him go free and go YouTube. Let him build up his numbers, make money off sponsors. Dude, YouTube works better. YouTube works better because it's easier to embed. It's easier to share. More people could get to it.
Right.
Because, look, if they put an event up and they list it, whether it's today or 6 weeks from now, that event will be under live sports forever and, you know, until it comes up.
Hey, like, I was down. Is Jacob Bro still fighting?
No, I don't know. Who was he fighting for?
I don't know, man. I just know. I was just researching him the other day for some reason. And I didn't know if he was still in action or what.
I haven't heard that name.
Do you be at Gabe's fight, Beat Down?
No, I'm actually going to be I was going to try, but I'm going to be in New Orleans. There's some fights for Renaissance MMA the same day. So, I mean, November 15th is going to be a crazy-ass day for everybody, man.
Yeah.
Dude, Renaissance... Go ahead. Sorry, Baker.
No, I was just going to say November is pretty stacked with fights all month.
Now, hey, is this Renaissance the one we were talking about who was going to try to throw an event, like, during Mardi Gras, too?
Well, that would be a great idea, New Orleans. Remember when me and you talked about that? It would be a great idea, though.
I thought we were talking about Renaissance then. I just, for some reason, I thought that was the company we were talking about. But, yeah. Shit, yeah, dude. That
That's
would be
the
a great
one
event.
That Jake, remember Jacob, Justin Patterson called in?
Oh, yeah.
He won the
now.
Title. Well, they're putting on another event, and that'll be November. So, and then there's some boxing November 15th. So, and then there's fights like everywhere in November, man. If you can't find a local fight to go to in November, man, you're not really looking, you know?
I think a few of us will be in Bend, Oregon at Budo Fights.
Hell yeah. Hey, by the way.
Wait.
Dude, I got to tell you this, Beatdown. Have you ever heard of a promoter giving you 17 press passes?
No.
This promoter gave us 17 press passes once.
You don't even have 17 friends, do you?
I do. Beatdown, I do. Skippy, man, I do.
Dude, I tell you, Beatdown, Baker.
Where's it at, in Oregon?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, both of you guys ever want to take a trip out here to Oregon and see the only real MMA action, it's Budo Fights. They're going to be free and live on streamed, but I'm telling you right now, man, it's on a whole nother fucking level. It is an outrageous.
Man, if I went to Oregon and you would, I mean, if y'all were there, I wouldn't make it back home. I don't believe that.
We'd make sure you got on a plane. Now, once you got on the plane, I can't control if you make it home, but I live 5 minutes from the airport. We can get you there. You might be late, but we can get you there.
Yeah, we got Jeff there on time. We can get Pete down there on time.
Yeah, that's very true. So, Pete down, Baker, both you guys come up here to Central Oregon, man. You see, it's the land of the pretty green. They're never going to go home.
Never want to,
Nah, today
we're talking. Hey, you in Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Northwest.
Northwest Arkansas. What is it? I'm just curious, Baker.
How far away from Beaver Lake are you again, HR?
Oh, just 15 miles.
Man. I tell you about the time I took a fishing guide out on that fucking lake. Motherfucker, we didn't catch shit. And this fucking cocksucker is driving back to the dock and he's like, you know, most of the time people tip me. And I sat there for a minute and then I looked at him and I said, I bet most of the time people fucking catch fish too.
There's some big old hobbers in that Beaver Lake, man.
Yeah, that's what I hear, dude. But we didn't catch a fucking thing that day, man. We had one bite
the big
all
rock.
Day. My buddy, we had one bite all day. My buddy set the fucking hook like he was a 5-year-old fucking girl, and then we didn't get any other hits the rest of the day. Then that fucking fishing guide has the audacity on the way back to be like, "Yeah, most people tip me," and I was like, most people catch fish. Then I went back to smoking pot on his boat. I don't think he really liked that too much, but I was pissed off anyway.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'm about
but yeah, I mean, I hear they got
from Beaver Lake and about 10 from Table Rock Lake. And about 15 from Bullshoals Lake. Right in the middle.
Now, there's really good, there's better black bass on Bullshoals, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And then Table Rock, that's just where you go for, that's pussy patrol.
Yeah. Man, I can take you to a spot where it's paradise. Paradise. Where everybody parties.
I like paradise.
Lake. That's a big lake, Table Rock.
Hell yeah. Now, do you ever go down to Grand?
To where?
To Grand Lake.
Grand Lake?
Yeah, down in northeast Oklahoma?
No.
Like probably, it's probably like 30 minutes in the state from your area.
Yeah. I've been to the Eufaula.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good fishing on Eufaula.
That's like red water, man.
Yeah, it's got good crappie fishing, though.
Yeah. That's where they go.
Dude, I did catfish four boys today.
That's where they go and noodle. They noodle them catfish.
Well, fuck that hill. Fuck that hillbilly shit.
No, I ain't gonna do it either.
Dude, but
I ain't
see, like,
fucking sticking my hand in a fucking hole, letting some fish bite down on my shit. If it's a fish and not a fucking snapping turtle, it's gonna keep my fucking arm.
Hey, but here's
fuck
my
question. Or a hole full of water moccasins.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a
Beatdown. They don't do that shit in Louisiana. You know, they're smarter than that.
Well, I know the spot, man, to get the fish. I just go drive over the market. They're already clean.
Hey, Lepaki, big shout out, buddy. You just picked you up another point.
I did?
Yep. And still, Bama champion.
Yes.
Tyrion.
Yes.
Flash.
Yes.
Where?
That fight just happened?
Damn
it, I should have had that on. I feel like I let my boy down.
How many points you got, Poppy?
I got a lot, buddy. I got a lot.
Oh, he's fucking smoking people right now. But I got a feeling between me and you, Beatdown, this is that old concept of two bulls on the top of the hill looking at all the cows. Lepaki ran down and got him some. We're going to go down and get it all.
I did go Beatdown. I did lose one fighter to a torn bicep, though.
Ooh. Who you lost?
Rob Camp tore his bicep.
Oh.
That's a bummer because that's a
very
good
fighter. And then I lost Eddie Alvarez to the UFC, but he got me 3 points.
Can't make no more than that anyway.
Vasilevsky's rumored to fight Khabib, and that's going to be a tough fight. I don't know that he can. I mean, that's a sick fight, the Cannibal, which will be a hard one. If I get a point on that, I should get 2 points. that should be, like, worth 2. Who else do I got? I think that's all I got right now. Oh, and Tyrion tonight.
Yeah.
I know Mike Ricci fight, so that's all I got coming up until November.
I got my boy Ben Brewer fighting tomorrow. Be my 3rd point with him. He's fought 3 times in like a little over a month.
Damn.
After he lost that to Thomas Gifford in Bellator.
Yeah.
He's fought 3 times since then. This will be his 3rd fight since then, tomorrow night. It's off the chain.
Dude. I haven't called you to tell you the whole story on that shit. I'm going to have to, brother. I forgot about that.
I prayed you would when you got ready.
Yeah, I forgot. I was on the
phone
with you for like 2 hours. Well, I know DeMarco's
totally
got a fight.
Totally lost interest, man.
Oh, dude, when I tell you the rest, man. Yeah, you will too.
Yeah.
My boy DeMarco's got a fight supposedly in November for EFC. I believe Magomedov has a fight coming up as well. I'm just waiting to find out about that one. I know Murat is in a contract issue, so I might not be seeing him for a while.
You got Ryan Ford tomorrow night.
I do. I got Ryan Ford tomorrow night. I know Lyman Good is going to be fighting out there on the East Coast coming up in November. Garrett McClellan, you know, obviously he won defending his title. And Azamat and Wong Guan right now, as it looks, are going to both be on the shelf till January.
Hey, did we get CFFC tomorrow on GFL?
No, but I can shoot over and ask for the credit right now.
See if
but
we can get credit on that one, because Gabriel Solario is fighting on that card. And I'd like to be able to watch the replay of that fight.
Okay. Yeah. HR, you want to
catch Bellator tonight?
Yes, we do.
No. Yeah, we watched it, yeah. I'm going to go to the next one that's over there at Thackerville. That ain't too far from me, like 4 or 5 hours.
I didn't watch it tonight, Beatdown. I was drinking beer at some weigh-ins.
It was,
just go watch,
I don't know.
Just go watch that little kick that Joe Warren threw on him.
I love it when he's yelling at Big John, I was pushing off.
I was pushing off the cage.
And Big John's like... That wasn't a push-off. That was a kick to the fucking head.
was it
like a Showtime kick? Was it like a Showtime kick or something?
No.
They both had their legs on the fence. And they just come down
he came
off
all the way.
Wham. Solid. So was the guy on his hands and knees or something? No, he was on his back. Back of
it's
his head.
It's weird. You
got to
see it.
Here, I'm gonna go get it right now.
I've never seen it like
that.
Yeah,
I got the gift on my on my wall right now.
I'll just find my homeboy Zombie Prophet. I'm sure he's got it.
He's Beatdown's probably got the same gift.
Yeah, you can't get it, huh?
I'm getting it right now. I was gonna throw it to Lepaki in a message so he has it.
Hey, I got my boy Chris Taco Padilla next month on the 8th for Explode. Watch out for that dude, man.
Taco?
Taco Padilla.
Yep.
About oh, wow, this explode. Is a weird kind of position. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, wow, that was crazy.
He split him open, too. He said he was pushing off the fence. And Big John got mad at him, started screaming at him. He's like,
yeah.
Get over there. Get the fuck over there. It was great. And who did Big John throw out? He threw somebody out of Joe's corner. Did you guys notice that?
No. Not when
Big John leaned out. Yeah, dude, John started screaming to fucking throw that guy out. He's like, get him out of here. Out now.
Sure did.
Dude, he flipped
I
out on
I still don't really
him.
Think that kick really affected him.
It didn't affect him, but it cut him.
Yeah.
And Lepaki, you can't tell me that's a push-off.
That was after about three or four other warnings from poking in the eye, grabbing the fence.
Oh, dude, he kept grabbing the fence like
it
was.
It looked like an accident. It didn't look like it was on purpose and intentional.
It looks like it's on purpose to me. But theoretically, I don't see why you can't do that.
Because he's a grounded opponent.
Yeah.
They got to get rid of that grounded opponent shit.
They
need to come
get rid of the grounded opponent shit.
Dude, that shit would have been legit in 1FC.
No. Because I don't know that they would allow that one. Because the guy, remember, was it the Baroni fight? Where they, like, the guy waved out. He said he couldn't kick. You have to ask for permission to kick. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you can't just soccer kick in 1FC. Like, you can get away with a soccer kick if the referee deems it's okay time in the fight for
you
to soccer kick. Like, if the referee's tired of the guy and he's like, yeah, get this guy out of here. He's like, soccer kick him, bro. Go ahead. It's cool. But if the wrong guy's winning the fight, he's like, no soccer kick for you, Jack.
Hey, what about Bubba McDaniels? That fight. Was that over?
Here's my neck.
Yeah. He choked that dude out so quick.
Good.
I mean, he stretched that thing. That guy's an inch taller.
Hey, does anybody think Chad Mendes can beat Conor McGregor?
No.
No. I don't think nobody's going to beat him right now.
What do you think, B-Down?
Chad Mendes beat Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
I think he can stop. I think Chad Mendes is going to stop the little can stop him.
Well, Chad's got to get through this fight first. But I think that Conor gets a title shot with a win.
But do you think Chad can beat Jose?
No.
No.
But I will say this.
What's B down?
No, he's not
going to be down. I think B down thinks he's going to beat Aldo too.
No, I didn't say, man. No, I didn't say that. But I believe that I'd like to see Chad Mendes fight Conor McGregor. I really would. I would like to see that fight. But if Conor McGregor can get him a title shot, that's just dandy.
I'm sorry, John Jones. Can you
see
repeat that?
That one. I think that'll outdo UFC 100. If you put Conor
McGregor,
what'd you
say about John
right
Jones now?
If you put Conor McGregor on the right pay per view with the right co-main event, I think he could break UFC 100.
Yep.
Dude, what was it? 3,800 people flew from Ireland to watch him fight that last fight. 10% of the crowd had flown in from the country of Ireland.
And hell, they shut the town down where he's from just so they could watch it.
Yeah. How many of those people Dana White's going to sue?
And then you see him like at the hospital with this girl going through cancer treatment. I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. You know, he's a brash, cocky SOB, but he's also a down to earth, like, real cool dude.
I'm gonna shut my mouth right now.
What are you gonna shut your mouth about, hillbilly? Spit it out, Hot Wheels.
Dude, I'm watching the women judo go, man. The girl's killing it.
Yeah. Let me send my girl Ronda Rousey out there. She'll kill some girls.
Hey, LeBalkin.
Yo.
They looking for somebody to design Ronda Rousey's new T-shirt, the walkout shirt.
Where at?
You got up. Oh man, I got the link on my page, but they're looking for somebody to do it. Like they're gonna pick some. They're gonna have like a contest of the best design.
Can I have a picture of a rat gnawing off that mole off her face? I don't think I'll win, but I'll sure submit one. I'd buy that shirt. Like Splinter.
How about my boy Andrew Luck last night? How about my guy Andrew Luck last night?
Hey, we're not
man, that's who put on a show now. He had 200 and something yards in the first quarter.
Yeah, he was on beast mode.
He sure
yes,
was.
I had him and Adrian Foster on my fantasy team last night. I got two guys. I'm at like 65 points.
Did you have Hilton?
No.
Hey, fellas, I got to go, man. Peace out.
Later.
All right, later. Man. Be down.
Luck, man. He was on another level last night. And they damn near got beat.
Well, dude, I'm going to give a big shout-out to the Houston Texans because I'm H-Town all the way, bitches. We might suck every year, but I won't jump that bandwagon.
Dude, how about that J.J. Watt, man? That guy, he's got three touchdowns this year as a defensive end.
Dude, the guy's a fucking monster.
You see the one where he just grabbed it out there one-handed? That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, you know that he spends some time up training at Rufus Fork in the off season.
See, you know, that's something I wondered. You know, with like, let's say you go and you go train at a gym like Rufus, and these guys teach you, like techniques that are used in clinch work or in wrestling or it, to understand and change your center of gravity and change maybe placements and hip movements and hand placements. I mean, could that help a fighter, really?
Yeah.
Can't hurt it.
For sure.
What about the Andrew Peterson, man? They throw him in jail. Did they throw him in jail because they said he smoked weed or he tested positive?
They can't. They want their intent is to arrest him, but I think both attorneys have asked for the judge to be removed from the case, and so while they're trying to figure out what's going to happen with the judge, they can't do anything to the bond because the judge that's on bond that set the bond is under investigation right now.
Okay.
But they do want to arrest him because he told the guy before he took his drug test that he smoked some weed.
Right.
Like, I mean, are you fucking retarded? You're going in, you're on a bond, you're going to take a drug test that you need to pass, and so your bright idea is, hey, dude, smoke a little weed, bro.
I'm Adrian Peterson, bitches.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I went to OU and not Texas, not Skippy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, hey, Skippy, are you gonna have the Red River Rivalry on tomorrow at Bottoms Up?
Yeah, game starts at fucking 9 a.m. my time.
Yeah, I know, man. That's fucking early, bro. I'm going to be sitting in Eddie Blackburn's kitchen eating some eggs and some pancakes and some sausage and watching the OU-Texas game.
Straight up, I'm going to be 100%. I'm going to be 100% honest. I am not sad that I'm not going to be eating breakfast at his house because I don't want to shit blood again for a week. But I am that will be there to at least lie and say that I want to eat. I mean, I was dying for like 7 days, man. I thought I was gonna fucking
from what?
Go to the hospital.
From what? You ate eggs and sausage.
My body can't eat that. Like, it just can't adjust shit that early, man. It fucks me up, man. I gotta have like a quarter ounce of weed in my system, man. It's gotta be 8 o'clock. They're like, for real. I'm not joking. Like, I get up every morning and it's like I get a quad espresso, and then like I get to work. I work by 3 o'clock. I get another quad espresso. Keep working. 6, 7. I get home, do some press releases, a show. When I'm done, I go eat a plain old turkey sandwich on fucking wheat bread. And that's like, and by that time of the day, man.
Dude, that must suck, dude. You know what I ate yesterday? I ate a New York strip steak, some shrimp, some
dude,
fried
like
okra,
me, for me to eat a steak,
baked potato. Then I had a creme brulee.
See, I can't, like, dude, like, it sucks because I can't eat any red sauce tomato-based products anymore. I can't do, like, I like a steak medium, medium rare, you know, right in that range. I can't eat steak unless it's, like, fucking well done, like shoe leather. And I'm not paying 30 fucking bucks for shoe leather. If I want that, I'll get a hamburger. Okay? Oh, that's, let me clarify something, folks, out there listening. I'm a fucking chef and a damn talented one at that and have been for 18 fucking years. If you order a steak well, get yourself a fucking hamburger instead. Because there's no reason to order a steak fucking well ever. I don't give a shit who you are.
I don't see how they eat a steak like that.
Yeah. I mean, what's the fucking point? You want something well done, get a goddamn burger.
Well, you're right.
You know? But, yeah, I mean, steak, dude, the shit, the thing that drives me the most, like bell peppers, like roasted bell peppers and onions, like for, you know, like a Philly mix. I can't eat that shit anymore, man. It fucks me up, man. Seeds fuck me up. Everything fucks me up. It sucks.
That would be horrible, man. The only kind of steak that should be well done is a chicken fried steak, though. That's for damn sure.
Amen. Amen. You know what I mean?
Hey, how you doing your cooking deal, man?
Find out Tuesday night, brother.
Tuesday night.
I gotta go to this big-ass fucking auction and event for the thing, and they're going to announce the winner that night.
Okay, be honest.
I get free drinks and, you know.
If you win, will you hold
that? Me, man. Dude, if I win, I'm going to talk so much shit. If I win, but the thing that dumbfounded me was I was the only one that breaded the pork. I still can't figure that out. You can't really pan sear pork because it dries out. Like, you got to have that crust on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just seemed weird to me. Maybe it's some new Fandango trick that these young kids are trying to, like, cook it without breading so it's gluten-free or something. I don't know.
Dude,
but
if
you want to
cook it without breading, if you want to cook it without breading, real simple. Throw it in a fucking pan with gravy, slow cook it over 2 or 3 hours, and be done with it. That's the only way you're going to do it without drying it out.
But no, you can't do that in 15 minutes. Like, you can't sear it and then expect it to maintain some moisture and be dry. I don't know.
Oh, it'll dry in 5 minutes, dude. Like, listen, honestly, food dies after about 2 minutes, 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Food starts dying.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it is. You won't have the same flavor profile. The fat won't be, like on a burger, I'll just use a burger example. Within 2 minutes, that fat that's inside that burger is starting to cool, which it starts to coagulate, which it's not the same flavor, the same texture. Things change just in a mere 2 minutes. French fries start to soften. Salts start to break down on things. Flavor barriers start to mix too much. I mean, there's just, you know, if you grill something, man, like, you know, you see a lot of people rest meat. There's for a reason. It's because they're trying to trap those juices in there. You know, they don't want them to escape. They don't want them to leave, you know. But pork ain't the same as most meats. You can't really rest pork when it's a thin cut butter, you know, fucking piece of meat. Now, if you get a big half-inch bone-in pork chop that you're going to grill, yeah. But what you're working with and people who follow you, obviously, and you know, HR and myself, we know what you were doing and what you were working with. You can't grill that up or fry that up without something to hold that moisture in there. Because in 2-3 minutes, it's just going to be dry as a motherfucker.
Yeah, dude, and on top of that, it's just like who pan sears their pork? Who does that? I never heard of that.
Like, I have a big, like, 60-inch fucking flat top kind of deal, you know? And if I'm doing sit cut, you know, because I don't have a grill in there, I have to throw it on the flat top on the hot side. But I'll grill, you know, mark both sides with the flat top, get just a crisp on it, and throw it in the oven and finish it out. Because that's, I got that sick-ass oven. So, I mean, I'll throw it in there at 500 degrees and let it finish. But, once again, that's a thick-cut pork chop.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with it on a thick cut pork chop, but
on
but
a
even
thin,
then though, dude, even with a thick cut one though, I mean, you still would like to have like maybe a dash of some fresh rosemary on the outside of it.
Oh, did you throw it in your pan with a little butter and a little twig of rosemary, or you know something that if you're going like lemon pepper, or if you're going something more Italian in flavor, depending obviously what you're cooking it for. I agree 100%, but I personally would cut out, a tablespoon of butter and put it right on the top and let it just slowly, melt across the chop itself. But once again, we're talking thick stuff. These people who fry that shit up, I mean, even if they cover it in a sauce, by the time it gets to the table, that sauce is, not going to be as smooth, velvety. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to break. And then they're going to have a beginning moisture from the sauce and then a very dry piece of meat in the middle. It's not going to hide it because the moisture's already gone. It's already dried out. Covering it with the sauce isn't going to theoretically, suck back up moisture.
I don't get these people, man.
Well, speaking of interesting, I'm going to go kick it because I got to be at the bar at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to watch the rest of this judo. Hey, HR, mad love. Thank you for calling in. Lapaki, I will be talking tomorrow. I'll have everything ready for you and HR both. HR, when I get back from work, I'll hit you up and we'll get on some events.
Have fun tomorrow.
All right,
tomorrow,
guys.
Buddy.
HR, man, have a great day tomorrow, brother. All right,
Tell Eddie I said hey.
I will, brother.
Skippy, see
you. All right, you guys. Later. Osprey.
Eagle. Little Joe Ray for everybody.
Honestly, I'm not real big on talking when it comes to fights, but I am pretty big on predictions. And I tell you that I predict Ole's night's ending in one of three ways. Number one, he's going to give me a submission, in which case, whatever I get a hold of, I'm breaking. Number two, I'm going to knock his ass out. Number three, I'm going to beat him till he quits. Iron Fist, it sucks to be you.
Joe Ray is coming, it sucks to be you. Take off that crown, homie, running.